Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Let's welcome to the fray, Alfredo.
How's it going, guys?
Good. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Caller 25, that's you, Alfredo.
Oh, my God. I tried so many weeks in a row. I finally got through.
Did you? All right. He's in. He's in the party.
That's right. That's right. We're going to party it up.
October 18th.
Who's coming with you?
I'll bring my wife.
Lovely. So, sorry to interrupt there, Jamari. October 18th. You better put that in the phone.
It's in there.
Okay.
Have you guys ever been inside Casa Loma?
I have. When I was a kid, actually, I had a school trip.
It's beautiful, right? From school trip to alcohol drip now. the circle of life. Okay, thank you so much, Alfredo. Thanks. We'll see you October 18th. Please make sure you pound yourself off so we know who you are.
I will, thanks.
All right, and you won't have to do that if you were handing you a check for $100,000. It'll say Alfredo on the check.
Yes.
Okay, so the next chance to win, just an hour from now at 8 o'clock here on Chum. The biggest house party ever. Please, please get in to the house party by calling us and be caller 25 at 8 o'clock.
And when we greet you, will we kiss you on both cheeks or will we shake your hand or will we give you a fist bump or what will we do?
Well, that is very subjective because some people don't like the kiss. Some people actually do it customarily.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, not a fan of the kiss.
Not a fan of the kiss. To kiss or not to kiss, especially now with her new talk show, people come up and they want to give her a kiss. Gets get a little uncomfortable if you're not used to that.
What is your ruling on the kiss?
Since I started, since I've lived in this city in particular, not in Calgary necessarily, I will go cheek to cheek because people go cheek to cheek, but I don't kiss them.
Okay.
I go, I'll hug or cheek to cheek. But other than that, no.
Check out Kelly Clarkson's Twitter rant. This happened last week. She said, "I ain't European, y'all." I'm trying to do her accent. "I didn't grow up doing that. I don't like it. I don't know where your mouth has been, but I'm going to stop the accent. But I know where it's not going to end up, and that's anywhere on my face. I love a hug. I just don't like when people greet me with their lips on my face."
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson doesn't want any kisses.
Yeah. I understand that. I get that because sometimes it's sloppy and some people don't know what to do. It was explained to me by my French-Canadian friend. Just go to the side with your cheek. I'm kissing my microphone. You don't have to kiss.
I don't really mind the kiss. I don't know if it's a Caribbean thing. I think we do that. If someone could weigh in for me on text, but I think most Caribbean people, you kiss, you greet people. If you're a man is greeting a woman or two women are greeting, you give them the little side cheek thing.
Sure,
but it's one. I've gotten a little messed up when I meet someone who might be from a European country and they give like the two.
Yeah.
Because I'll give the one and they'll go for the other one. I'm like, oh, and then like the timing is all off and then I look all weird.
I think our Greek friends do three, so that always gets me.
I don't mind it though.
One, two, three.
Three, back.
That's
do you mind the kiss, Caitlin? Is that
I cannot stand
it. That's a no-go for you.
I don't want to feel someone's lips on my face.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. I Marilyn, like you, I appreciate the kind of the continental, one side to the other side. It's almost like a cheek bump.
Yeah.
That I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But has anyone ever gotten like flesh-eating bacteria disease from a kiss on the cheek? That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a big deal, personally.
Have you ever felt when someone does it and it's not good? All you have to do is feel it once, and it's like a dry, pursed mouth, and I just feel it on my cheek. And then, have you ever had the people who do that weird kiss hello on the mouth? I'm not talking like a soft, delicate kiss. I'm talking like a grandma or an auntie kiss.
I've got to be honest, I've never had one of those.
Had someone try, and my cheek goes to the right away. You had that happen to you?
Oh, I've had it happen, and it doesn't happen more than once.
Okay. You got to text us and let us know how you feel about that. I thought down south of the Mason-Dixon line, it was kissing cousins. But Kelly Clarkson has said
so.
No.
Well, I mean, they're not our cousins, so maybe that's why she didn't like it.
104-536, let us know, to kiss or not to kiss?
Yes,
what do you think?
When you meet somebody.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree, though. Make sure you don't have them chapped lips when we're doing it, right? Like, just, moisturize.
Ew.
I distinctly remembering during the holiday season, you go to family gatherings, head to my auntie's house and, "Jamar, come give your auntie a kiss." And I'd be like, "Oh no, not again." Old lady kiss.
Uncle Walter and my dear. Big, sloppy, wet kiss on the cheek. Nice guy, upstanding guy, didn't want that kiss.
But, my auntie's gone now. I'd do anything for one of those dry old lady kisses. I wouldn't mind getting it right. I miss her dearly. But, Kelly Clarkson says, And, you know, she's got this new talk show now. And she's like, no kisses whatsoever. She doesn't want it. She goes, I ain't European, y'all. I didn't grow up like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't want a kiss. If you meet Kelly Clarkson, don't give her, not even the cheek bump. I don't know. Everyone's different on it. I guess it's a little gross if everyone's just touching lips and cheeks and stuff, but there is something, in my opinion, there's something sweet about it, you know, getting that little kiss when you meet somebody.
Yeah, so it's typical of, like, you know, anything in life where it's all going well and then one person has to ruin it. And all it takes is that one person who gives you a big wet side cheek kiss or goes for the closed mouth kiss.
Right. Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah. It's just not for everybody. It's super personal. So someone texted and said, I'm Portuguese, so when we meet family members or even friends, for that matter, we always do cheek to cheek. We're not actually kissing, we're making a kissing sound, and then our cheeks are touching. And the cheek bump, I'm cool with.
Right.
I just don't like the sensation of somebody's lips on my face, unless it's someone who I'm romantically involved with.
Which is one person.
Right.
One person.
Well,
so.
Your point, yes, you gotta also know who you are. Like me, I got a very hairy face, so I'm always gonna gauge, are you comfortable with my hairy face before I give that thing? And if you go in for it, I'll reciprocate.
Yeah. I'll tell you who tells you the truth, the little kids. Yeah. No, I don't want to. Or, ew. Or they take their hands and they wipe it. And I always say, you know, listen to what your kids say. Like, you know, forcing you to say, now kiss so-and-so or give grandma a kiss. If they don't want to, don't make them.
That's funny because now that has sparked a little bit of a, you know, back and forth that we're getting on text now as well, where someone says, I do not like having to kiss someone when I meet them, let alone hug them. The only people that I want to hug from when I see them are my children. And I also don't think you should encourage your little kids to have to kiss or hug adults, you know, my body, my business type of deal.
So that's that's a conversation piece now.
Yeah, it is a conversation piece, I think.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
I can understand that.
Because I think kids speak the truth. If you're uncomfortable, remember when you're a little kid, think about something that you didn't like, food or person or activity.
But kids don't like anything.
Well, no, they do. They do. But if you're like fearful, like my mom would say, go swimming with these guys. And I was like, no, with a whole bunch of friends. And I didn't want to because somebody tried to push me down last time.
Yeah.
So I thought, no. So they'll tell you. You have to listen a little bit.
When they're
more.
Not comfortable with something, right?
Yeah.
And now someone else texted in and said, my parents' friends used to kiss me on the mouth, and it's creepy and awkward when you're not expecting it. But now that I'm older, my own friends are kissing me on the mouth to say hi. And I just find it really weird since we've all known each other since high school. And adds, I used to have a crush on my husband's best friend. So now the kiss on the mouth, hello, is just extra layer of weird. I'm not okay with it.
Oh, I'm not okay with that.
It could
at
just be
all.
An opportunity, you know? Like, just go with it.
I just think even if it's not a romantic kiss, it's just a platonic whatever. Yeah. You just have to know the person and, you know, take a read on the situation because not everybody wants to do a dry mouth kiss.
All right. Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by CarMax. Make sure you moisturize before you go in for that.
Whatever. And Tic Tac.
Let's get into the big night last night. Emmys and Lainey is here to dive into this thing and go deep with us. Very, very big night. Michelle Williams was one of the standouts for us.
Yeah, Michelle Williams for her performance as Gwen Verdon. Bossy Verdon.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
That series was, I saw it twice.
She's been raving about it all day.
Loved it.
So you obviously agree.
I do.
Yeah. And I think she gave, in 90 seconds, the best speech of the night with not an stumble, fumble. She clearly worked on it, but she had something to say and she said it. And it's two things that most women who are in the workplace can relate to. It's the roadblocks that we get when we ask for what we want, as opposed to most often what the men aren't given roadblocks to.
Mm.
And then how those roadblocks also equate to pay. Like, not only do you not give women the resources to do your job well, you're not paying them equally.
Right.
So they have to do more with less. So there's two parts to that that all fit together, and she summed it up so articulately. I'm obsessed with her. Obviously, Busy Phillips is obsessed with her. And you know what's amazing? Amazing in this Michelle Williams story. This is also a year where she got divorced. We talked about it for one day.
One day. I was like, that was a quick marriage, by the way.
It was a 9-month marriage.
Yeah.
We talked about it for one day, which happened to be basically the week that Bossy Verdon premiered.
Wow.
And nobody else talked about it after. That's how, for celebrities who claim they want privacy, it can be done. Check Michelle Williams.
Wow.
How about that? Right? Mm.
Well, you have to have something bigger going on, I think. Something that, you know, a lot of these celebrities, when they're getting divorced and stuff, it's the big story about what's going on with them.
Because they've got nothing else.
They've got nothing else. That is the thing.
She's solid. I like her a lot.
That is solid.
Yeah. She's solid. I thought it was, like, obviously a great night for Billy Porter, making history. Gerald Jerome made history for When They See Us. And the fashion. Marilyn, I'm here to talk to you about the fashion.
Okay, so Caitlin and I both agree that if my stylist, and I love red and pink together, don't get me wrong, but I saw so many red and pink dresses on the red carpet, I would be mad at my stylist going, how come you did not know that, because some of the dresses were very similar.
There were five or six pink and red dresses.
Yeah.
But what's even like next level weird is that Mandy Moore and Susan Kelechi Watson are from the same show.
Oh.
This Is Us.
Right.
They wore almost the same dress. And they're on the same show.
Okay, so that's weird.
I didn't even think of that because I was thinking of her. Like, I knew her. I knew Taraji P. Henson. I saw Mandy Moore. I thought, your stylists need to call each other before this event.
But Taraji's dress was so much like Mandy's.
Yes.
That's right.
They were all very similar.
And then Marissa Tomei's dress.
Marissa Tomei's dress was kind of the same.
That's right.
There was even a bit of the same vibe for Zoe Kazan. Different color palette, but...
Look, all of those dresses were beautiful. It's just that on a night like that... You know, and I know, no one wants to share. You don't want to be lumped in a photo feature with five other people.
Right.
You want to own your own photo feature.
That was pretty shocking.
So this Kardashian moment with Kim and Kendall Jenner.
Yes, please.
I mean, that line wasn't written, right? Because that was very ironic what they said, because they got laughed at.
I think it was written.
You think it was written? Okay.
I think it was in the prompter.
Okay.
In the teleprompter. And I think they read it.
We have the clip here. Let's take a listen to them presenting an award.
Our family knows firsthand how truly compelling television comes from real people just being themselves. Telling their stories unfiltered and unscripted. Here are the nominees for Outstanding Competition Series.
Okay, real people being themselves.
By the way, I thought Kim looked beautiful. However, that was funny.
Sure.
I think... Well, first of all, the camera wasn't even pointing at the audience and you could still hear people tittering. Yes. That is the word, tittering, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think something flashed across Kendall's face. I've rewound it a few times and she felt it.
Okay.
I interpret her face as she knew in the moment. I tweeted that I actually felt bad for them.
Aww.
Which is a new emotion for me.
Because they were
the Kardashians.
Because they were the butt of that joke, yeah?
Well, I think it's two things. I think that it's indicative of maybe where their fame status is. Because once upon a time, they used to get off on people hating them. And we used to get off on hating them.
Right.
So if that's transitioned to pity, almost sympathy, then are they on the downslope?
Right. Can we talk more about this?
Definitely.
On the Marilyn Dennis Show this morning at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I have an outfit change plan.
You're not wearing red and pink, are you?
I don't know yet, but I'm not wearing what I'm wearing now.
Ladies, so great to have you in. I love your take on everything awards. That's great. E! Talks on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
A Kardashian downslope.
What do you think?
If there is, the bottom level for the Kardashian is like the unattainable level for the average person. No pity.
Are you wearing Kim shapewear this morning? Because you look fabulous.
Whatever.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know.
It's not every day that a routine traffic stop in Edmonton starts trending, but it's also not every day that a wrestler throws a hissy fit for getting pulled over and is dumb enough to post the video on her own Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're a wrestling fan, you may be familiar with the name Lacey Evans. If you're me, or the RCMP officer who pulled her over for speeding, you have had no idea who this person is until now. So Lacey was in Edmonton for a WWE live event that was happening on Saturday night, and on Sunday afternoon, a video goes up which shows an RCMP officer issuing a ticket for speeding to her. And this now has, I think, over 500,000 views. So as she has issued the ticket, she takes great offense to being pulled over. And here's how that transaction went down.
That's not a citation, is it? No, it's a violation ticket for speeding, Macy. Is it Macy, right?
Do you know? Do you know who I am?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm Lacey Evans, and I do not write that ticket, so you can go ahead.
Lacey Evans.
WWE superstar, and you should know exactly who I am.
Sorry, ma'am, I don't. Hey, so here's the ticket. Information on the back.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So. You nasty thing. I'll pay the ticket.
Okay, well, have a good day.
Well, nice don't. You have a terrible day, sir. Canada is terrible, and I can't wait to get back.
Welcome to Edmonton.
That's her official out music. Let's just play her right out with that right there.
Oh, man. That's rough.
The satisfaction.
You never win with Don't You Know Who I Am.
The satisfaction of her doubling down on Don't You Know Who I Am and no one has any idea.
I've never heard somebody describe themselves as superstar. Superstar is an attribute attributed to you, not given to yourself.
Right.
Also, right? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Like wrestling is very popular and has a lot of fans, but please understand that not everybody watches wrestling, and WWE superstar, to a lot of us, is an oxymoron. I have no clue who you are, Lacey Evans, and Canada is the best.
All right,
you
listen,
can go back
listen
home.
To anyone Canada going, if anyone says typical Americans, just remember she's from Georgia.
Okay.
And America's a very, very big country.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, please.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
We don't hold you responsible for the actions of one.
Thank right. you.
There
you
go.
50 big states.
Brush, paint. Right.
Now, on to a much happier story about Americans that we love and lots of Canadians that we love, too. Last night's Emmy Awards, big trending story this morning. So going into the show, a lot of people were wondering, you know, how many awards is Game of Thrones going to take home? They had a lot of nominations, and they did score Outstanding Drama Series, and Peter Dinklage won a record-breaking fourth time in the Best Supporting Actor category, but the show's final season did not get a lot of love otherwise. Still a huge night for HBO. I mean, so many of their series just absolutely cleaned up. I mean, Chernobyl won Outstanding Limited Series. Last week tonight with John Oliver won Outstanding Variety Show. Bill Hader scored for Barry. So they still had a great night, but some upsets for Game of Thrones. And in comedy, Canada was so proud to see the cast of Schitt's Creek at the awards. Yeah. Boy, that was fantastic.
No, it's a family affair. It's so good. Good for them. Their final season's coming up next in 2020.
And there's more coming from Dan Levy because he just got a development deal with ABC. Veep didn't get much love in the comedy category either, which was a bit of a surprise because they had their final season as well. Mm-hmm. But then the thing everyone's talking about for comedy now is Fleabag from Amazon. That had a huge night last night, which was pretty cool. I'm going to have to check that out because I've had a lot of people recommend that to me, but I haven't watched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Porter was one step closer to winning that EGOT. He made history for winning Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, being the first openly gay black man to win in that category. But because he already has a Grammy and a Tony, now he has the Emmy. Could he get the EGOT status? So we'll see about that. So congrats to him.
Big
congrats to everybody who won.
Good stuff. Thank you, Caitlin. Also reminding everybody, if you're excited about the Halsey opportunity, it's iHeartRadio.ca to get that top secret intimate session with Halsey.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh.
Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.